However, it's episode 70, live from London Podcast Studios.
Hi.
I'm sleeping. Who you got in the studio today, man?
HD, Mayo, Myowa.
Moscato
May, May and Nephew.
Mixy May.
Not Mixy May.
High definition.
Moloto May.
High definition. 4K.
Moloto May, bruv.
4K, but ain't got 4K in my account.
That's a thing term, you know.
That's Moloto May.
That's a racist term still.
Yeah,
like that.
I searched it. It's crazy, bro.
So what's her name? What's Moloto May?
That's
what
she said.
What is
Moloto
May?
I don't know.
It was racist, though.
Change it, innit?
Is it racist?
It was
racist.
Yeah.
Is it racist to say?
Like a I think it's like a derogatory term for mixed race people still.
Is it?
Yeah,
my bad. What's her name? Lotto May, then? My name's Lotto May.
I said Lotto May.
Lotto May, fucking hell, man.
Simpson.
Come on.
Tyrese.
It's mad that we don't even skip him. We don't even skip him anymore, still.
Yeah, he's part of the furniture. Our guest, fam.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people say that you're the favorite, you know? Exactly. How are you a favorite, bro?
Nah, he's not even Tyrese, he's Trey Songz now, man.
He's Trey Songz now.
You know why.
Might even call him Fans as well, bro.
Bro.
It's a robbery.
I used to call him my brother. Now I call him my brother.
Robbery, man.
Is your friend really your friend?
Bro,
stay away from certain man, bro.
I must case the day after, man.
You can't bring a girl around certain man, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Oh, you can, man. You can.
Not around him, bro.
Tyrese.
Nah, man.
How comes?
I'll be scared, bro. I'll be real.
I can't lie. You know what's funny?
Any nigga with a nose piercing, you have to be scared of
them. Yeah, you have to be scared of them.
I feel like anyone that has a nose piercing, you're
for girls. They can commit murder, you know?
Bro.
They can commit murder, bro.
For girls. Why did you get a nose piercing? What inspired you to get a nose piercing?
Yeah.
I just want to know.
Let's unpack.
That's that different. Why? For Mandem?
Of course not. Let's be real. Certain things man do with it. Forget.
Yeah, I hear you still.
Like what?
You get a haircut. Do you get a haircut for yourself or for attention?
Nah, I just want my mom to say that I'm handsome, bro. That's it. I want my mom to say that I'm handsome, bro.
Grow up, all right?
Bro.
You don't even live with your mom.
I love my mom,
innit? This guy will get a trim and not see his mom for the whole month, bro. Talk about that.
Only trim is dead. We can't leave
you,
bro.
You dickhead.
Who else we got?
We got Wale, man.
Well, man. Come on, man. No splashing today, though. Please.
You might need to leave that though. I can't lie about that. I don't like it still.
Nah, I don't like boy, my one as well. You still do it?
Nah.
Nah, bro.
You can't say that.
I've stopped mine. Let's make it fair.
There's no fair in this pod, bro.
Then fuck it. I'll leave as well.
Is it affecting business?
It's affecting everything, bro.
Nah, man. You're
affecting
right,
everything, bro.
You tough.
It's affecting my mental health.
Nah, you're tough, man.
You tough, right?
Come on. We've got Drake on the
Drake Mace.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Mace Squared.
David McLean, bro.
This is where I will never stop.
Remember, David McLean on Clubhouse was a legend.
Legend, huh? Your name is in, your jersey's in the rafters, bro.
Boy.
You gotta hang that one up still.
You know the two. M2, bro, the top, man.
I'm praying.
I'm on you, man.
Bro.
It's gonna be a
good one. I don't do algebra, bro.
If we're thinking about our Clubhouse run, yeah, who shit got retired still? Who do you think shit?
He was a legend.
He was a legend in our Clubhouse.
Security run. Was very good. Charlie, legend.
Yeah.
Who's the Paps?
What? Paps still.
Yeah. Paps, that shit was funny.
I used to search, you know, well, not really, yeah, I can't lie, I used to search what's going on. And everyone used to love me, you know.
You used to search your name?
Nah, like, whenever I say some funny jokes, bro, you know what I'm saying? They said, yeah, the guy that said that, oh, he's fucking
Oh,
funny.
Is he used to, like, what, on Twitter?
Bro, how did you find that, though? The guy that said that, so what was he
was typing, he was typing keywords.
Nah, do you know what I've done? I just done the Twitter. Hashtag, innit?
Pissed me off, bro.
Hashtag.
Hashtag,
innit?
You found it, bro.
No, I need you not to zoom in. John tried to catch the fly like that.
Where was you born? Here.
Yeah. Because I catch it like that.
Why are you trying to do it so seductively as well? Like, bro, like,
everything is R&B.
You know what I mean? Like, bro. Not bro. Be the thing. It's not me to be the
thing. Like, it's true. It is. Today is for girl.
For girl.
Why'd you come on this pod, though? For girl, innit?
Yeah, do you know what's funny?
Hey, excuse me. Hey, behind the scenes. Jesus. Yeah, dudes, I'm here.
I'm awake. Descending.
Disastrous.
Disastrous.
Dumpling.
Downwards.
Dangling.
Downstairs.
Downstairs.
Yeah, start that one, man.
Downstairs.
Door.
You get me. Let me not talk too much.
What?
Yeah, just say anything, Dina. Anything. We don't even care no more.
Oh, that's it then.
Dinosaur.
Nah, bro. Can't come with
Betty.
Derogatory.
Derogatory.
Ain't there no good D's in the world? Like, pause.
I think it's pause denied, bro.
Nah, that one.
That's denied.
I can't lie. I didn't see that one coming.
But you know what it is?
You're scaring me.
Nah, bro.
I'm going to put this bottle in.
Bro, that's a YouTube clip, man.
No, on God though, yeah.
Don't cross this line.
Like, there's no words that begin with D that are like good. Everything is just
there
bad.
Is, bro.
Like what?
Dynamite.
Make sure you
said dynamite.
Delightful.
Yeah.
See? So why don't you not say that?
Not
I'm not delightful.
No.
Oh, that's crazy, man. That's mad. Stop.
Daisy. Dubs.
There, innit? We said you do me the half. Well, let's fly 3 minutes and a half quickly, man. I got a little something for the pod today, man.
Are you unpacking?
No, it's not even a mental health. I want to move off the mental health still.
Oh, okay.
So right. My mental health this week, I would say, is a 8. Calm. I'm good, man.
That's good.
Nothing in particular. Kind of just, yesterday I went to a workshop for work. Spoke to a couple important people. Just got some gems, man. Like, just learned some stuff. Like, you know, when you go somewhere and you hear some things that you needed, innit? Mm. And it's just like, it's inspiring. And I just come out of that with like, it's kind of like a new lease on like work and what I need to do to get where I want to get to, innit? So, yeah, it was good to hear from people that are in a higher position than me, but can also.
You have to pay?
No. I went for work, innit?
Okay.
But it was good to hear from people that are in a position that I want to get to, but I can also relate to them. Like, they're not like so far detached that I can't speak to them. Like, afterwards, they would chill and talk with everyone, and yeah, it's cool, man. So, yeah.
That's good, man. That's good.
Pretty cool.
I'd say I'm on like 7.
That's good, man.
Not too bad, not too good.
No, 7 is average, but a little bit above average.
For like men, the average is 3. Like, we're always down.
Nah, that's not good though. That's not a good average.
It's not, but we have to elevate to get to 7, bro.
Mm, so 7 is good then.
Seven is, I feel like 7 is just the number. Yeah. And if you're below 7, people start asking you questions. So I'm not in a position where people need to ask me questions, but I'm alright.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. You get me. Nothing's wrong, but I'm alive, so we'll keep it as the 7. But yeah, man.
It's a shot, you know.
It's a shot. Christina.
It doesn't matter, bro. It rang, bro.
No, but it didn't ring, though. It's on silent.
I heard something.
Yeah. we ain't got no shots.
Do you see how men are got PTSD, bro? Bro. No, it's my sister. hey, listen. It's peak, you know.
That's what I've been getting.
Hey, listen. Black men, we have PTSD.
I'm crying.
They've been flogging me recently, you know.
I was trying to get all the damage control out of it straight away. Now go ahead. What are you saying?
I'm a 7.8, you know. 7.8
star. Why so specific, bro?
7.8 or 7/8?
7.8,
yeah. Okay.
You know, things are... It's not 8 yet, isn't it?
But it's close to
8,
though.
But it's close to 8, you know what I mean?
Pod's boring.
Nah, because it's higher than halfway.
What do you think? What do you think's missing just to get it to 8? That 0.2, what's missing?
So I think
the weather. But it needs to be more consistent.
Yeah. Now it was baking today,
because
though.
Because night time is getting cold.
Night time is cold.
So if it's a bit more consistent, I'll be like an 8.1.
But the weekend is...
We said 8.1.
This weekend.
Like, yeah, it's gonna be, I think it's going to be warm this weekend.
Still. Yeah, like 30.
Champions League final this weekend as well.
Yeah, yeah, so it should be good.
Where's the man? Where's the man I'm watching that?
Yard, man.
Yeah.
I'm watching Yard still.
Yard.
See, no.
Nah, yo, I'm going to send you man the Addy still, but you have to bring people in it.
Mm.
Yeah. Obviously, whatever type of people you decide to bring
to you. Wait, on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll provide location still.
Mm.
There'll be drinks there as well.
Mm. I can't lie, it might be a yard thing for me though, man.
You know what I'm rolling?
Man.
Oh, yeah. Watch out after pod, bro. It's
I just like to watch it, you know what I mean? In my...
Yeah.
Ain't no yes, team, bro, ain't no yeah, team yeah, of yeah, yours bro. Playing, bro.
Milan for the win, man.
Milan?
Mm.
Come on.
Nah, it's a City thing, man.
Lukaku, man. You got to dare, man.
Look at him.
They're always going to win.
It's a City thing, now.
Why do you want City to win?
Obviously, they've bought football in it, really and truly. They bought it, but fam, they're the best team, man.
They are, you know.
They are still.
But I can't lie, you can't say until they're in Champions League.
No, they
normally,
are.
Normally, even if they don't.
No,
normally,
but
whoever wins Champions League final, you say they're the kings of Europe, yeah?
Mm.
You want it for a reason. Because last season, we could have said Man City was better than Real Madrid.
No, but Real Madrid's heritage.
But Real Madrid still won, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
If Inter Milan win... All right, but
I'm the heir in that.
You know what I mean?
You're
that, who won their league?
The Champions League.
Who won their league?
Yeah,
who
they
won
are,
league?
But they're not
exactly?
the, yeah, but they're not the best team.
They're
though.
Not the best
who
team.
Who won their league?
Oh, fair enough.
Napoli still.
Yeah, please. Fair I need enough, Man City to win it just for football's sake, bro. Because that team that I've seen, bro, they need to clean up football. That's one of the best teams I've ever seen, bro.
From top to bottom, bro.
Yeah.
Football, yeah. The way you know the story of football is entertaining. Yeah. Anything can happen.
But my thing is, they've dominated football for so many seasons, bro. Like, how many? He's won like 5 leagues in 6 seasons, bro. Like, bro, he needs to win Champions League, bro.
I feel like a final. I reckon that this is going to be spanked, fam.
Inter Milan?
Nah. It's going to be edgy, bro.
Look at the Man United
final. It's going to be edgy.
I think Inter Milan's going to win.
They got a low block still. They're only going to win on pens.
I'm saying this now.
Let's bet.
No, it's not my team. I don't want to bet.
They're only going to win, yeah.
Only
bet
my team.
First,
right, let's bet.
I only bet my team.
First, then
I don't trust anyone else.
What's your mental health, Tyrese?
Now you care.
What's your mental health?
10.
Come on. Oh, yeah. One more to you.
Why?
Why?
Huh?
Malta was a movie, bro.
Now
you
know
what,
was it?
You know what, yeah?
Have you bashed it, bro?
because you know what, yeah? Recently, because rates of syphilis and gonorrhea have gone up in the UK since you lot came back from Malta.
Malta's a
have you sanitized? Have you sanitized?
That's not what Malta's about.
You use bleach.
What?
Bleach.
No, but be real, what stood out for you in Malta? Like, what was...
The vibe. Like, everyone was just on good vibe.
It was right.
The venues.
Was it a shwet?
It was a shwet, yeah?
Mm.
I was shwet.
It's good, man. There was a lot of girls in it. What did you say the ratio was?
Darn, my favorite
lad to you.
That's good.
5 to 2?
Yeah. It was mad.
What's 5 to 2, bro?
5 to 2
is
a very
5 deal.
So, yeah.
Like, what do we do like, out of
10?
You could do like 70, 30, 60, 50.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've never heard 5 to 2 before, bro. What's 5 to 2?
No, you can still say 5 to 2, bro.
What's 20 guys? What?
It's still getting better shots.
So out of 100%, 70%
that's
were,
percentage. You said ratio.
For ratio, still, you would do
percentage.
It was 3.
No,
5 to 2
works, though.
5 to 2 works.
I've never heard that in my life.
I get what you're saying as well, though.
But I think because of ratio, 5 to 2 works still.
That's not
even. Serious, though.
Basically, like, my first 2 days were shit, though.
Oh, yeah, your story. You said it. You put it in your story.
Imagine.
Well, how long were you there for first?
30th to the 7th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But moral of this story is do not book Ryanair.
Of course, man.
So basically, booked it. So I've had connect to Milan to go to Malta, innit? Got to the airport.
Yeah.
This is after the...
What?
Did you say how? Did you say Milan?
Huh? I was going to comment on that.
It's Milan. Still.
You know what's so mad?
Sorry, I didn't know this guy, but I didn't. I swear, I wasn't going to say that to you.
No, because what is this guy, yeah? You're a criminal, bro. I don't know what it is.
Milan.
Sophisticated.
Milan.
Bro,
insert that clip. You know the Nigerian guy said, this is how you pronounce this. You know that clip?
Yeah.
I'm going to send it. Insert that clip. That's what this guy did, you know?
Bro, I was watching his story, yeah? When I think it was when he was in Malta, and this guy said transport. So why is this guy talking like this? He said, oh, this is my transport. Oh, like, why is this guy talking like this? Now today's Milan. What's going on?
Yo.
Milan.
Nah, I was gonna allow you, but dudes, nah. Thank you for that.
That's true.
I didn't want to be the troublemaker today. Go on, what happened in Milan? Go on. What happened? Nah, I don't know. You guys scary, man.
You knew, man. Like, I don't like
how many?
Like 60 of us.
Fuck.
Because bare of us were on this flight. And I don't even like saying like throwing this word around in it, but I'm telling you, Milan, they are racist over there.
Yeah, Italy's racist, bro.
But I don't know what it is. So we've gone there with like, it's like 40 minutes before the flight goes, and we're saying, please, like, can you just call them and tell them to wait? There's like 60 of us here in it.
Mm.
And the woman said, can't do nothing. So we're like, so what are we going to do? We're stranded. And she looked at us and went, oh no. And then she just walked off. See, I've had to £200 on a new flight. £100 for an Uber to the next airport.
Swear.
Yeah.
Was the flight, so the flight's from the new airport, was it soon?
It was 2 hours away. It was 2 hours, but obviously I'm trying to tell everyone else, like, come to this one, innit? So I haven't booked it yet.
Yeah.
So then obviously I've booked it now, then all the flights have gone from that one.
Oh, swear.
So I've taken an Uber to the next airport, running, get there, finally get to Malta, lost my luggage.
But I can imagine that.
Yeah, bro.
The next day.
Okay.
So obviously for the first day, I was in the same closing. I didn't go to the event, didn't go to nothing. I was just waiting. I was trying to keep every, I didn't want to like ruin anyone else's mood, innit?
You should have just grabbed some shorts and gone bare chest, bro.
Yeah, you should have bought something, bro.
No, I hear it, but you should have just,
you know what?
You couldn't have, you missed the event.
The level was like 22, 23. And I missed Bora Bora, which was like the one that was outside. But I missed that.
Oh, because that was the first day.
That was the first day, so I missed it.
Oh, fuck.
So obviously, then I've gone to the airport, I'm just looking at my snap, seeing everyone vibing. Angry. And I literally was about to book my flight to come back home. Until they said, yeah, we've got your luggage.
Swear.
Yeah, I was mad. I was like, what am I going to do? Gone to Uno, from there, I'm telling you, vibes. Nah, it's vibes. I'm telling you, like, it's not overhyped. To be honest,
I'm hating. No, I'm saying, because you obviously would have had to make up for the first day, innit?
Yeah, I'm drunk, bro.
There you go.
Everyone I recommend.
Shout out DLT Motor, friends of the show.
And was like, in terms of the actual event, like, it was, the event was good.
Bro, I don't even necessarily like live performances and that, but Shaki was cold. All the performances were sick, and the events themselves were just cold. Like, it was like just vibes, no bad vibes at all. Just good.
You know what it is? When the weather's good, yeah, you're in a good mood.
Scenery as well plays a part.
You know, it's good to hear that, like, a black event's gone overseas and done successfully.
Yeah, shout out DLT, man. Friend of the show, man. Yeah,
apparently,
come on.
I didn't know if I should even say this, but their pre-sales are almost done already.
For next year?
They've released a link for the pre-sales. And that's
got they can do, like, a worldwide thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, you know what?
That'll be lit.
I think, like, they might just do one more. And then probably try and do other countries, isn't it? But they might do, they're doing another one in Malta. But I feel like they can do with DR.
Mate, they could do in, anyone will go.
They can DR would be sick though.
DR would be sick, Miami will be sick. I think like they could do it the way that Afro Nation is.
Yeah, 100.
And even when I was posting, people that follow me that are like from, like my friends that are like other countries, that like,
your friends?
Happening, like, friends,
I hear you. Yeah.
What's happening in Malta, man? These people like are from the States and stuff. So people are seeing it.
No, 100, yeah.
So, yeah, no, they're doing a big shout out to
them. Shout out to them. I think they're for real.
HD, yo, I'm on about an 8 though.
An 8. This guy thinks he's in the studio, man.
Yo, man.
Can you hear me? Yo.
Turn him up a little bit.
Turn my mic up.
Yeah, an 8 still. I've had
that's good,
I've had an up and down week. Good vibes. Run into a few people that have tried to test my patience, but you know, it's been
dealt with. That you can
handle that.
It's been dealt with still.
Come on,
nothing physical.
So, still.
As of today, I'm on an 8 still.
So, what's been good and what's been bad? Is there anything you can share with us?
No, man. Work is good, bro.
What about the bad? What's been the bad? Anything?
Bad. Like I said, some few people.
This is why they said last week that you're mysterious.
Why?
He said that.
He likes it though. He likes it.
I love it, man. I love
like,
it still.
All the members was like, oh, he's mysterious. They don't really know about.
Yeah, I don't want no one to know about me from this pod still.
So I'm on the pod. Because on the internet, they say, no, 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 you need to know me.
Some people think I'm soft. Some people think I'm scary, bro. I'm not scary, but yeah.
Are you soft?
No, not really. No.
Pause, man.
Yo, pause, bro.
Yeah, pause.
Man. Yo, we need to do like a yo.
Come on.
We need to do like a pause, like ding. Pause not, why every time he does it, bro? How many times are you gonna do an episode? Is it gonna be a record, bro?
Bro, I'm asking.
This world record,
I'm asking
bro.
The questions that people want to ask, bro.
Ask him if he's soft,
bro. Come on, man. He's trying to clear up the fact that he's not scary. But why don't you clear up? So you want people to think you're soft then?
Don't worry about it, fam.
Don't worry about it. You answered the question. Don't try to jump on his wave.
I'm saying yeah because it's like there's nothing you can say.
Oh yeah, to pause. I don't even care about the pause thing anymore, bro. I'm asking the question. Do you get me? Sorry, gangster from Canning Tan. You know.
I'm not a gangster.
I'm here, mate. Bloody hell.
Is that in it?
I'm not. Can I get into my little segment, yeah? Yeah. Cool. So obviously, you know, all that.
Huh? It's a funny episode.
It's about to get funnier, mate. We've done trivia before.
Yeah,
that little nice trivia of that blah blah.
Oh yeah.
Now it's time to test you man's intelligence.
What were we testing before?
So we're just testing that just trivia, like general knowledge, innit? Mm. Now I'm gonna ask you, man.
He won the general knowledge one.
I think it was John, who won it? Was it John?
Huh? It's John still, but
yeah, John was here.
Are you
so
not mad?
No, you won it when you were here. Yeah. We've done it 2 weeks and then 1 week Charlie collapsed it.
All I know, the one I was there, I won, isn't it?
No, you didn't.
Roll back the tapes.
But I'm gonna need Luke to keep score, and I'm gonna have a spelling test.
Oh, Jesus. God.
Oh, not right now, man.
It's gonna be a quick spelling test.
These are easy words, bro.
My life, bro.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. These are easy words, bro. Yeah, I'm just gonna ask everyone a word each, innit?
Yeah, spelling bee, you know.
Spelling bee, fam.
You can ask
one of
you as well.
Yeah, you can ask me anyone.
But he's going to see the spelling.
No, you man can ask me a word, innit? Cool.
All right, let me start.
I'm going to get a serious word.
You take the first word,
I'm asking you, man, innit?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
so I'm going to give everyone a word, yeah? I'm going to give everyone a word. I'm going to start off easy. For my hour, yeah? All right, cool. My hour. Can you spell pronunciation?
Pronunciation, yeah. P R O N O U. Yeah, it is, bro.
You like the word?
I'm telling you, it's more like that, bro.
Continue. I use the word, the English one, yeah.
Bro, pronunciation, bro. P R. O N O U N C. Wait.
Let's finish.
You know what? I've lost it, bro.
Because you can't, you might change his answer. Don't say
I said it. That is right, though.
And now.
I let him finish. I don't want to throw him off.
Pronunciation.
You're shuffling.
I know the spelling, but.
You
Googled
it.
No, I didn't Google it.
I said no.
No, don't check the word. Yeah. Don't check the word. I want you to finish.
Spanish for him, no more.
Bro, give me another word, man. You're moving mad, bro. You said easy, bro.
That's not easy.
You know what it is? Wally gave me something before the show started.
I'm giving nothing. What's wrong with this guy, man?
All right, cool. So you're out, yeah?
No, I'm not out. Give me another word.
No. You can't just do that.
Bro, give me another
word. There's nothing wrong with the
word. Okay, cool.
Wally, can you spell the word?
Yeah.
Guys, spell the word.
Wait, I'm not out, though, am I?
You're out, bro.
All right, let me even spell the word.
Yeah.
Cool. P. O. O N O U N T A T I O N
T I T what?
I said T A T
still. Ah, cool.
I can't lie, I can't bro, he gave me something, bro.
I don't give you nothing, bro.
Hey, still. Hey. In the comments, let him know if he's right or not.
No, I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong, bro. But
you said an O instead of a U.
Nah, bro. Pronounce.
After the N, there's no O. It's a pronounce.
It's pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
Fam, like I said, you gave me something.
I didn't give you nothing, bro. I didn't give you nothing.
Alright, John. Nah, it's your turn because he spelled it. Alright, cool. John. Spell. Misspell.
You're taking a piss. Because you gave me that.
Spell, misspell.
And then you gave me that.
Pardon?
Misspell.
Yeah.
Am I?
Wrong.
Nah, wrong.
There's two S's.
I would have got that, bro.
Cool.
That's better than.
Cool. No, yours is worse because miss.
Pronounced Tashin.
Miss. No, what I said. You didn't take what he was giving, bro. Pause.
My bad.
All right.
You missed the S. Wait, what should we get this wrong? This one wrong now.
Ah, wale.
Give me something hard now. This, you know this guy will give me something hard.
I'm not.
You know?
I'm
give me the hardest
hard.
One of everyone. Will give me
necessary
the.
Necessary or some shit.
No, not even. Alright, cool.
rules. He's gonna put all the C's in the world. Bro.
Spell. Aisle.
Taking the fucking
aisle.
Piss.
Aisle.
Yeah.
I S L E.
Wrong.
You mean a shopping aisle, right? A shopping, oh yeah, A-I-S-L-E.
What did that spell? Isla.
Isla.
What the fuck did I say?
Isla.
You done it like,
you know what it is?
Like, I don't know why, innit?
No, I rushed it.
You know what it is.
See, I should have said, I'm taking a piss and everyone get it wrong.
I should have asked for a thingy.
Say, but you got it wrong.
Say in a sentence. I should have said that.
What?
No, I fucked up.
What did you spell then?
I don't know what I spoke.
This guy was in Isle of Man.
I don't know what I spoke.
What you spoke in a sentence?
I don't know, bro.
That's how I don't know.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Hey, this guy's killing me.
Draco.
Scared, man.
Let me get one for you.
Spell. Pharaoh.
Oh, come on, man.
It, mocking it.
Bro, everyone's got it wrong. It's because you can't spell. It's okay.
P-H.
Yeah.
A-I.
Now, don't do that for the battle. Now, don't do that to make you man laugh. I've been about to do that to make you man laugh. Come on, man. I can spell that, man. Come on. Are you man gonna let me go on properly, yeah?
No, you're out.
I did it for battle.
Now, if I'm out, I'm not doing it then.
You can't do it, you're done, bro.
Yeah, come, I don't care. But anyway, I did that for you lot, just so you lot can have a laugh at home. So I don't care. I'm smart. I'm bare smart. I'm bare smart anyways. Yeah, man's a smart youth though.
Allen Iverson, you know.
And there you have it, folks.
No.
I'm saying, but cool.
Let me get you one.
This is mad. Yeah, I've asked.
That's mad though. No one got it right. Anyways, mad thing was for the audience.
No, I got them two one right.
No, but that don't count.
We didn't get all.
I got yours right as well, bro.
You can't get everything right, bro.
I got one for you. Yeah.
What's it? Isla.
What the fuck is an Isla, bro?
Hey, what? Who's got one? Should I do it?
Yeah, get one.
Yeah, let me find one. All right, spell anesthesia.
Fuck.
Go on.
I'll probably get it wrong still.
Probably. You will, mate, but go on.
I came out for revenge, you know.
Go on.
Hard words. Yeah,
he did. I did it, you know. I should have actually done it. Let me see.
Nah, it's all come out with some...
Yeah, I want to scatter this.
A-N.
Yeah.
A. My chest. That's it, Anastasia. Oh my gosh, my chest.
I didn't even get to this.
That's it, A-N-A.
Don't see it.
I know, but I said I'll probably get it wrong.
But from telling you the A-N-A, you're already going to see something else.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm a Montana, you know. And another one.
We can't all be dumb.
No, this is why the ladies are buying houses. They're buying houses. Niggas are dumb. Niggas are fucking dumb. They're having mortgages. You don't know how to spell. Oh my God. Fuck. Fuck. Is that Anna?
No, you said AI, bro. No. But I did that for the audience, bro.
Nobody believes.
Okay, so spell Pharaoh now.
No, count no more. You get me? So I'm not doing that. Loud. Right, cool. You wanna go again? Mm-hmm. Do you wanna go again? All right, cool. Give me a different one, bruv. I'll make it. I'm smart. Yeah, go on. Cool.
This is funny, bro. All right, go on.
All right, cool. Who wants to volunteer themselves to go for?
Yeah, let me go. I'm ready.
Jacob. All right, cool. All right, cool. Let me find your word. Sorry.
I'm angry now.
Let me get my list out again.
Oh, man's a smart youth, you know.
Well, I said,
let's go.
Man, them women are getting mortgages.
Oh, where's no words gone, man?
Bro, there's bare words. I can see there's bare words there. Just give me what you're looking
how
for.
How can you
one.
See? No, yeah, I'm not bro. Looking for adult words, bro. I'm not looking for kid words. These are words for adult.
Bro, I'm angry, bro. Man's smart, bro. I'll be my thing. I'm actually smart.
Alright, cool. So alright, alright. Right.
They at boarding school, no?
Bro, they want it, but I didn't want to go to boarding school.
I got a B, you know.
Right, you ready, yeah?
My last one was mass.
C. I got A star in English literature, but C in language, innit? Yeah, that's why I'm good in my
I had a Nigerian teacher, you know, so I couldn't get a C, bro.
Smack you up.
But I got a B. A B was calm.
Yeah, I got two Bs. Spell disciplinary.
Ooh. Alright, cool. Easy, yeah. You already, yeah?
It's always been trouble, isn't it?
D. I. S. C. Wait, let me figure out. hold on. You guys, there's pressure now. There's pressure. Wait, hold on. D I S C. I. P. L. I. N. A. R. Y.
Hey! You said you got that order.
I told you, man, I was smart.
First one. All right, cool.
The pressure's on now, you know.
Can't get wrong in it.
All right, cool. Wale.
Fuck.
Spell. Fluorescent.
Shit. I'm gonna start laughing from now, bro.
This is gonna be jokes.
Can you say in a sentence?
A fluorescent hallway sign is not working anymore.
Okay. Could you say it in like the Queen's English?
Our fluorescent hallway sign is no longer working.
Fluorescent. F. L. O. Why are you making faces?
No, like I was saying, and I'm trying to stop because I don't want to tell you if you're right or wrong. We're going.
R. E. S. C. E. N. T. Fluorescent.
You're wrong.
You can never make it.
You're a failure. You're wrong.
Yeah, failure.
You missed the U.
Can never make
where
it.
Where the E is?
Oh, no, where the O is. It's the U before O.
Okay.
I'm
gonna get this wrong. Saying it from now.
John.
What the hell was that?
I've been relying on autocorrect for too long, man.
John. Yo. Spell. Inconsequential.
Bud. That's a hard one.
That's actually nah, very, it's, not, it's actually man. Easy if you actually break down the word.
I'll play it. All right, cool. Say again.
Why give him a clue?
Yeah, true, bro.
I haven't given him a clue.
New word, man.
No, what was it?
Do you want a new word?
Let me hear the most possible word.
Inconsequential.
Inconsequential.
Watch out.
I don't see your win.
Okay.
Say it again.
Inconsequential.
I don't see your win. Yes. You're laughing, I'll get it wrong already. If I got it wrong, don't let me go all the way to the end.
No, you have to.
You have to, bro. I have to finish it.
I-O-N-C-O-N-C. Last man.
Jesus, it's last.
Finish it.
Was I right so far?
No, finish it.
Are you finishing it or yes or no?
Was I right so far?
No, I can't tell you.
Can't tell you
if I was right so far, I'm going to finish it if I was wrong.
No, you can't do that.
Finish
the
dinner, mate.
Cool, you was actually right the first time and then you changed it to a C and you got it wrong.
C. this man put pressure on me, man.
Well, can I spell it for extra points?
No, you're already in the lead.
No, I've got their ones right as well, though.
No, bro. You just get your one right, bro.
Because I got my one right.
Damn.
See, this man put pressure on me, man. I was going to get it right.
Okay, cool. Maiwa.
You know you're my boy from long time, isn't it?
Scary. Spell. Conscientious.
What is your mistake?
Let me get a deep sound.
Broski.
Hey.
Maya.
Hey. What's gonna happen here?
What? They're all in the same list, bro.
Say it again.
Conscientious.
Bro, I can't even say the word. You gotta give me another one, bro.
Can I give him another one?
No. What if I couldn't say it? It's
possible. It's like,
I said,
what?
No, man, his mouths are broken, man. That beats it.
Conscience.
Sheen.
Sheen. You haven't even heard the word.
Nah.
Like he's saying gibberish to you. Like he's saying gibberish to you. I don't know. I think I'm saying right now.
Wait,
is that a word? That he made. Does it, what? They made sounds.
Now, see the way he's digging into the chair.
You're not to him, yeah?
He's nervous,
you know? Because he ain't just anything to him.
Nah.
He don't even know. He don't even know, bro. He's like, what the hell is that, bruv?
Nah, this is mad.
Inconscientious.
No.
My name is his own thing now.
Conscientious.
Conscientious. Bro, I can't even say the word. How can I spell a word? I can't say, bruv.
Give me another one.
I'll give you one more. Cool.
We're gonna stop violating as well, bro.
Alright, cool. Spell. Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Oh. Bob, you have to know this. You've watched Matilda.
Why are you giving him clues?
Bob, it's been a while, bro.
Yeah, but go on.
Mississippi. M-I. S. S. I. Wait, Mrs. Oh, shit. M-I-S. S-I-S-I-P-P-I. Yeah.
Mr. S.
You missed the S, bro.
Mrs. S, Mrs. I.
Bro, I don't.
Mrs. P.
I don't
P.
Do this, bro.
What?
Sorry.
What? Yeah, pause as well, though.
I said Mrs.
Yeah, but pause as well. PP as well, bro. Pause as well.
No, Pamela. Like, you get me?
Right, what about this one for Dallas?
Look at what I did.
You know what it is, bro, because he was looking for bare words, he could have saw that.
No, but he won't remember. He won't remember.
Alright, go on. Make sure his phone's down.
Might be easy, actually.
If I can't spell, I can't spell, bro. But look at you, man. I'm trying to get
it. Let me get one. I'll get him.
Super fragile, characteristic, especially those. Onomatopoeia. Spell that, bro.
Yeah, given that, that's calm. Yeah, onomatopoeia.
O N O. M-A. T-A. P-E-I-A. Then I got it wrong.
So there you have it. Draco, the smartest hole boy.
So what did I get wrong? Fuck knows, bro.
O-N-O was right. M-A-T-O.
Bro, look at the words you're giving me, bro. I'm giving you normal words. Like, you're not giving me.
Bro.
What are consequential?
What the fuck is that?
Bro, I gave him in. Also, what did I give him?
No, onomatopoeia is not hard, though.
Bro, you gave words like
no,
aisle, bro.
I gave you conscientious.
Why couldn't you give me a five letter? Why couldn't you give me a five letter word like Wale's one, bro?
Because his one was supposed to trick him. Aisle.
So why do you give me one like come trick me then?
Because I gave you a straightforward word. All you have to do is sound it out, bro.
And what was his first word again?
I can't remember.
What's his first one?
My one was a check though, but it's understandable though. Misspelled anything.
Yeah, see, it was the tricky. You get me? Anyway, that was a spelling.
Wrong,
get me? Everyone, I think everyone needs to go revise. We're gonna do math test next.
You know,
we're gonna do math test next.
Everything math test. That'll be fun.
Nah, maths I can do. As long as it's not algebra.
Ah, cool. But I was on socials this week. There's two tweets that I've seen in it. Like, one is old. Yeah, I want to cover it if we have time. But this one, a girl's tweet, and she said, "Guys, I have a question. If you grew up with a single mum, now that you're older, can you see why your mum was and is single?" Yeah. Then the next tweet was, "I mean, things like bad communication, unwillingness to change, emotional unavailability, things that you as an adult wouldn't accept from your partner, like you can see why someone wouldn't take them seriously or why they can't date long term."
The only reason I think that's it for most of us in this room is because our parents come here on a different type of vibe, innit? Now my mom come here just on a work, innit?
Mm.
And then I don't know, it wasn't like she was out dating like that. You know what I'm trying to say, and having that.
No, I don't think that's what the question is saying. So
I was gonna break it down, innit? So obviously, cool. We look at our mums from a standpoint of, this is my mum, innit? Yeah. My mum's a lovely woman, blah, 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 innit? I want you to take yourself out of them shoes, yeah? And look at it objectively as a sense of us, man, and girls that we see our age or like around our age, innit, yeah? Cool. And how we feel about them, innit? In a sense of, man might go out with a girl, she's a nice girl, cool, cool, but you get in a relationship and then cool, that you realize you can't be with her.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Now look at it like someone looking at your mum like that. Yeah, I don't know what everyone's mum's situation is, innit? So I can't speak on anyone's mum.
I agree with the tweet though.
So you think
you can see it, of course.
Yeah.
If your mum is single and let's say, I don't know, like you argue with her and she always thinks she's right.
Mm.
It's a bad trait, innit, that you'd want to, like you wouldn't want to see in your other half, innit? So if things like that are happening, I can see why, innit? I can see why. My mom's single.
Do you think your parents would relate to you? Would your parents have related to you the same day or related to their partner?
No, but I think all.
But you would see it though, being a child.
All men are kind of the same, innit? Like, we all want the same things.
No, hey, so I'll say this to that question. I'll say this. After some years, yeah.
Why are you laughing though? What? You think it's cap?
No, I'm listening. He said all men want the same
thing. Yeah.
He's like, I don't want the same things, nigga.
No, but he does though. Do you want food?
Yeah, I want food. I like food.
Do you want love?
Yeah.
Do you want care?
Yeah.
Do you want to be catered to?
Yeah.
Do you want your woman to be submissive?
That's nice.
So the things I'm naming, do you want them all, right?
Yeah, I like
cool.
It.
Cool.
Yeah.
So tell me a man that doesn't want those five things.
Yeah, but that's not everything.
No, but there are men that cause their own problems.
No, exactly. Yeah. That's
well,
that. Yeah, that's
well,
the
if
thing.
If those are the five main. Then
yeah, but there are men that have that and cause their own problems. Yeah.
You see, that's
yeah,
why that's
then question, you really want that then.
But then that's different then.
You see, with that question, yeah, I feel like it can never really be answered because, like, even if I was just to, like, briefly, like, go speak about my parents, I could see that there's certain things that I've probably seen my mum do over the years that I could be like, rah, that must have stung my dad, or you know what I'm saying? Or, like, my dad wouldn't have taken that well. But then I can also see things that he's done that might have even made my mum even a certain way or... Like, you get me? It's one of them ones that is just give or take.
That,
yeah, man. And you'll never know when it started from.
You can only see what you see in it. So
But this is the thing, innit? When I'm talking about we came here differently, I feel like, well, most of the Nigerian people in this room, or African people in this room, we had that traditional upbringing where the dad really was work, chill. Mm. Like, both your parents work?
Yeah.
Both your parents work? Both my parents is working or whatever.
Mm. Ask me as well. Ask me.
No, I was talking about the Nigerian.
I know, but still, just for the sake of the camera.
Chris.
Yeah, they both are, yeah.
Oh, what was he trying to say? That this parents
but we know how, like, an African, like a Nigerian man
and
Nigerian mum, like that relationship is.
Yeah.
I don't think, like...
It's not based on love, though, you know?
That's what I'm trying to say.
What's not based on love?
Well, the relationship.
Like, most of our parents...
It's more of an apartment.
Is that when you say most of our parents, what do you mean? Yeah, like, our age, our parents' ages, or
when they
Nigerian? Like...
I can only speak
for back then. I don't think Nigel's married for love, innit?
Yeah,
you know what I
heard that story.
But this is the thing that I'm all back to.
To a certain extent, I can agree.
Especially
if our parents married for love,
no, but this is the thing that I'm
maybe
saying.
Maybe not every, I hear what he's saying, still. I don't think every parent can say that.
How many people do we know, like around our generation now, that might, like, there's bare people that get married young and it's because they're getting married because they got a kid on the way. And the family, you're just looking at it like, okay, cool, so what's happening now? You need to get married. So do you think that's what's happening?
Nah,
you
man.
Have to remember,
nah, I feel like, yeah.
You have a sister. Who else has sisters?
I've got a sister too.
Have you seen your parents put pressure on them to get married or not?
Yeah.
So I'm sure they say
that. They're still a bit young, though. Not really, no.
Okay, so like...
But it's a thing, though. It
yeah, so like, that pressure is not coming from nowhere. That's tradition to them, right? Your early 20s, you should be, kind of thing. I just feel like the way they operated was completely different. I don't think our parents were treating us the same way or treat us the same way they were relating to each other.
What do you mean?
Like, traits I would see in my mum, I don't think she was using that to deal with my dad.
Like what though? Like,
well, so you think that your mum
spoke to me different? I don't. Okay,
but you're a child though.
But then does that
even as I'm growing,
does that lead to, is that for this point or against it, in a sense of, are you saying that your mum spoke to you in a way of, you don't want that in your partner, or she spoke to you in a way as, I can see why.
Okay, in terms of,
yeah. So what was it, go for or against the point? Because
okay, no. There's a lot of things that I see that I wouldn't necessarily want in my partner. Okay, cool. In that sense, yeah, there's a lot of things that I see in the way me and my mum have a dynamic now that I probably wouldn't want in my partner. And if my dad was dealing with that directly,
yeah,
it would be an issue.
So that's what I'm saying. That's fair what this person is basically saying, is that, yeah, that the traits that you're seeing in your mum that you think, oh, I don't really want that. That's probably, they're trying to say that that's probably what that your dad is seeing.
But also, what about your dad though? Like, would you say that your dad was doing everything on his side and he was like, you get me?
There's two sides.
So that's what I'm saying. I heard the point what she was trying to say, but I feel like it's just one of them ones. You can never really get to the bottom of it.
Well, you know why I think they're saying it? Because when we actually look at it...
I think it's personal though.
No, but what I would say is, okay, cool, my parents are together, innit? Mm-hmm. It's in the marriage, but... So I can't really speak too heavily on it. But obviously I've got siblings. My dad's got other children, innit, that are older, that he's not with their parents, innit? And... how I would look at them and how they view my dad, or how they viewed my dad, because obviously things
be different,
like, life's gone and things have been obviously hashed out and stuff, but how they viewed my dad when they were like my age or a bit younger and how I view my dad are totally different, innit? And they held their mum in a very high regard, innit? Mm. In a sense of, like, this is my mum, like, my mum's amazing, my mum's perfect, my dad is just, my dad, blah, 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 innit? Cool. But then, obviously, as I've had conversations with my dad, my siblings, and their parents, and it all come together, it's not as black and white as, he just doesn't, do you get what I'm saying?
I was going to say, like, has your dad ever had a conversation with you about, like, something that you may know that has gone wrong? Has he ever taken the time to actually tell you what went wrong? Because one thing I know, that even with my friends that have kids or whatever issue might be there, I just really know they will never, ever, ever say, your mum's like this, or your da 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 da. They just hold it. You know what I'm trying to say? Your mum might be more vocal.
Yeah, nah,
your
so...
Your dad's like this, your dad's like that, your dad's like that. But your dad will never say, your mum's
your
like
mom,
this.
Yeah.
So they just hold it and accept whatever it may be.
Nah, so with my siblings and my dad, it's more a case of, my mum is like the person that kind of tried to keep the connection between me and my siblings. My dad was more a case of, cool, like, I'll hold it and I'll step back kind of, but obviously that's not really, that don't really work. Do you get what I'm saying? So my mum was kind of like, on some, no, you need to, like, this is your child. You also need to make sure that he knows his siblings and blah, blah, innit? Cool. So my mum, I would say my mum kind of held that connection together, innit, when I was younger. Obviously now as I'm older, I've gotten older, and I've, like, obviously me and you have grown up for how many years now? So I'm seeing you with your siblings. Do you get me? So from when man was like good, like how many years ago, man seeing John with his siblings, I've come to your house how many years ago, seeing you with your siblings. I'm like, alright, like, man's got siblings, but man's never been that close to my siblings. Do you get what I'm saying? So I've now, as an adult.
How are you close?
Is this
what? Pardon?
Why weren't you close?
Even because the age gap.
I still kind of see you as an only child.
I was a big
See what I'm saying? Like, bro, I've known this guy since I was flipping, like, what, like 16. Mm. Bro, like, you see me as an only child. Do you get what I'm saying?
You're the last one.
Yeah, I'm the last
one. But they're half siblings, isn't
it? Yeah, so my thing is, but because they were half siblings, and obviously my dad has not been the one to create the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a kind of a strained relationship with my siblings until I'm an adult now and I can go and do these things for myself, innit? Cool, so... As an adult, I've now gone to my dad and been like, Wagwan, like, what's happening? Like, how comes, like, my siblings don't? Because I remember being young and going to that house. And it was because my mum was talking to their mums. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like,
Quick question, yeah. Who do you think, in terms of, like, a family dynamic and stuff, holds more weight? Not, like, holds more weight in a situation, but
barely. It's the mum.
In terms of what, though? What do you mean?
Kids. Whether it's holding the family together, whatever it may be. Because I feel like,
I don't know, man.
I think it depends. If you're talking about half siblings, like in my case, I feel like my dad held it. I feel like my dad was, no, my mum held it together as best she could, but my dad is the one who should have.
If you're talking about siblings, are you talking about in terms of kids or like?
In terms of like, takes on more responsibility, like.
But for who? The whole family?
They're providing, they go work, they provide, they do what they can.
I think it's both. Everything goes hand in hand, man.
It can change though, depending on how the household is.
True.
Everything goes hand in hand. You need someone to do this, and you need someone to do that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure every single person in the world would love a great mum and a great dad. You know what I mean? Not everyone has the chance to have it, but I'm pretty sure everyone would want that. You know what I mean? So responsibility goes hand in hand. You know what I mean? And how they are.
Obviously, just speaking from my experience in it, it's like, I don't know, bro. There's seven of us in total, innit? Mm. I have six siblings in it. So,
yeah. Youngest?
So I'm second youngest. Mm. But like,
good tell.
I can't lie, I don't even know how she done it.
Mm.
But I look at, if I was to have a child today, bro, like that struggle in terms of, like, that's a human being I'm raising, innit?
Mm.
And I can have a second one. Just because I've done it with this one, that doesn't mean I know how to do it with this one.
Yeah.
The whole new human being that might be a lot more needy.
Yeah.
The third one, this one might be...
Yeah, a whole new,
So my mum's raising like seven...
That's brazy, you know.
Human beings that can grow up to be presidents, killers. Like, you're raising a human being, innit? Like, the whole life you're raising, innit?
Mm.
And how she's done it with all seven, I keep saying that's the first superhero has ever come across, innit?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's why in my mind, mums hold that more weight because like, I don't know. I've never seen a mum say, "Alright, I'm giving up," but I've seen a man say, "Alright, I'm done."
Yeah,
I was saying
it's more of the norm for the man to just.
But I feel like yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, hear what you're saying. But I feel like if there's positions where the man has the child, yeah, and the mother is not there. The man will stand up, will step up as well, you know? I believe that.
And that's what I'm trying to say. So
I just feel like, it's just unfortunate that there's more coincidence, there's more situations where it's the woman that has the child. You know what I mean? So obviously we're going to see that as single woman, single mother.
Even besides that though, just like if you were to weigh up, how many times do you hear of an absent father compared to an absent mother? There's still mothers that leave their kids. But it's more of the norm with the dads.
Yeah, no, I hear it still.
So do you even think that you can be an amazing parent and a crap partner?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I think there's a lot.
Because that's basically what the thing you're saying, isn't it?
That, I feel, 100%. I feel like that's even, like, I feel like it's way more common now.
But then my thing, okay, so with that though, if that's the case here, when you see kids getting onto their parents for leaving their other parent, for example, do you think that's their place, that they should be saying something?
No, because you don't know what I would
know. But it's how they leave the parent. If you can leave the parent, but you still have to be a part of the child's life.
But you can be.
You tried to be, and the mum was being so difficult that you couldn't see your.
Nah,
child,
that's
bro.
Dead, fam. I can't hear that still.
I'm crying.
You saying that? I get what you're saying. Like,
I can't hear that still.
Don't quit.
So what? That's so. Okay. Don't yes, quit. The mum was being difficult. So what's it? That's it. You're done with the youth.
Okay. Cool. So
I hear it still.
What? You're done with the youth.
You're gonna quit on your youth,
bro. Wait. So a situation where you work in London and you're. Your child's mum is being so hard that she said, "All right, cool, I'm moving to Manny now."
Go cool.
Find a way, bro.
Something, bro.
Find a way.
I get what you're saying.
No, but what?
At least even if you have evidence that you can even show the child, like, no, man was making efforts.
Would you still say, "Oh, no, it's long," or whatnot?
Me personally, if I have a child, I don't think, like, and I pray to God, I'll never give up on my child still.
No matter the circumstance. In a situation like that, would you move to wherever them lot are moving to?
It might not be ideal for me. If I got work in, like, I can't just move there and not have anything coming in. That would be silly.
That's what I'm saying. But that's a situation where
you can do stuff. There's weekends, there's other days, bruv. There's stuff you can do, bro.
I'm fine.
Yeah, there is.
There's cool, fine. Like, you get me? There's things you could do.
Yeah, they cost money, bro. You might not have that piece,
like,
bro.
So what would you rather use your money on?
It's true, you know.
Pay the rent.
Pay the rent. You're only living by yourself now.
Bro, you don't know a man's fucking...
Nah, bro, I don't know, then.
This guy...
Like this, I'm speaking from my own perspective. I'm not saying whoever does that is wrong. No, I can't speak on anyone, but I'm saying for me, you know,
I'm saying, make it hard.
I can't do this. Like, what are you living for?
What he said, he's basically saying that he may not, he might just be getting by, but what we're basically saying is it might take you a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah, but you got
go
get, yeah, man,
or go get your door back.
Of course, of course.
But that's what I'm saying. You're saying the same thing, but you're saying he's saying you don't think he's saying like right now. But you're talking about the situation.
I'm talking about back in the day when it was harder for people to make peace, bro.
Yeah.
It's talking about our parents,
I think,
right?
That's mad selfish to uproot the child from the life the child knows, the family that it's more familiar with. Especially if that's out of spite to the person. Then that's mad. But yeah. Anyway, go to the second question.
There was a tweet from Jay Sweeby, friend of the show.
Come on. Friend of the show, man. Friend of the show.
She says, I hate when I can tell a guy is nervous while speaking to me. Act like you've been here before. Yeah.
Mm.
So my thing is, nah, she's basically saying, when you approach a girl, you should be confident. Mm. Yeah.
So I just remember something so funny.
Nah, I remember the
fact. But how many times have we heard of guys saying they don't move to girls no more? Because when they meet the girls are just on some just makes it.
Yeah.
Huh?
I've heard that often.
But and then they can say you're overconfident.
If you are gonna do it, be confident.
Yeah.
And at least have like what you're gonna say there.
Mm.
I don't go in and blah.
Well, what if she
but certain girls can make you nervous though.
I hate it.
That's how true it was, it'll make you nervous, fam.
All of my boys.
If you sorry,
go.
If you've gone there,
yeah,
late for all of that.
Mm. Bro, listen, you might never see this girl again, even if you're nervous, go there.
Bro, one of my boys said to me,
go there with your nerves.
One of my boys said to me, I said, bro, is she going to kill you? I said, no. He said, are you going to die? I said, no. So what are you scared for? I said, it's true, you know.
No,
bro, what are you scared, bro?
I'm not even
that. Be confident, bro.
Being nervous, yeah. But shame is real, yeah.
No, shame.
And rejection is real, still.
If it happens, it happens.
No, it's true.
Bro, rejection is nothing, bro.
No, it is nothing.
Nothing, bro.
Yeah,
but obviously, some people have more shame than others, bro.
I've had to convince myself that it's nothing.
Yeah.
The first time I ever moved to a girl, rock man's confidence, bro.
That's what I was going
to
say. Have you ever been nervous, though? We, like, approach, like, you see that walk up to a girl, yeah?
Mm.
listen.
But in my younger days, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like...
It's a slow motion, bro.
Because realistically now, yeah, like, that people don't really even do that anymore.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm talking about back in the day when men actually used to approach girls and draw them, yeah?
I've done one.
So it used to be a thing of back in the day...
By being... I'm punching, bro. In secondary school, bro.
I'm talking about... You see when, like... It would be like even uni times, yeah, where the man in my hair school, and then the man I'm like, yo, that one there.
Yeah.
And then the walk pressure. Up, yeah, it's like the lights get low. It's like I'm in a tunnel, bro. I'm about to walk to the pitch, bro. And then I walk out and I say, I'm just like, all right, cool. I look back, I see the man, I'm like, do your thing, bro. Then you start talking it. And then you see her friends behind her. They're looking like...
That's like, bro, the nerves thing is like, bro, it's peak.
The school black movies, yeah, duped us, bro, because you think you're Morris Chestnut going...
Them films, yeah, used to sell a dream, bro. Because you'd be there, smack, yeah.
But you know what it is, yeah? But I say, bro, even with the nerves, just see what happens, bro. Because sometimes, yeah, just the first response that you get or even just the body language can throw you off, bro. But that don't mean it's over. But that can make you nervous.
Coach Carter, bro.
Are you man saying
it's not over, bro.
I thought it was being serious, though. I'm not saying anything now. I'm hurt now. No, but yeah, man, I feel like, come on, man. Like, bruv, at any age, no matter the amount of girls you've gotten, like, you can always be nervous, man. I feel like you can always be nervous.
Like, man that could just walk up behind a girl and start dancing on
it. Yeah.
Dance whatever. I couldn't do that because that's how you're going to get there.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that, bro. Where do you go after?
Has a girl ever looked back, yeah? Or you've been dancing people, and been like, ooh.
When I was younger.
So now?
I don't do it. because that rocks my confidence. He changed me.
good save.
See, yeah, man, there, man. Don't worry about the nerves, man. It happens, man.
Take a shot, man, and do it.
Bro, it's not every day you must drink alcohol before you.
Yeah, man. Drink
tequila on your breath, bro.
She might like it though.
Hey, you see what you
must think? Hey, go with that.
I don't think.
I got a quick question. I got a quick question.
Think it's the Henny.
Yeah, it's the Henny.
It's the Henny.
Yeah, the Henny stinks, bro.
I got a quick question. Yeah? I got a quick question before we go to Hole in the Week. Yeah, you see, your man them was going on dates. It was a first link, whatever. Yeah.
Mm.
Did you always drink before? Like, have a little something
Maggie,
before
Maggie,
before
too,
you
man.
Let me go.
I still do it till now, bro.
Is there ever a time that you go bone sober, like just drink, like nah, no alcohol? It's all you always gotta have a simple something.
No, you gotta relax the nerves, you know.
I don't know. You still have it to this day.
No, but it's like, it's got to be in the mood, you know what I mean?
You need a bit of drink, though,
so... Yeah, man, I just need to relax.
Yeah, man, I can't lie.
I want to know if women do that. I know women, like, when they're going on a date, they might have a little wine when they're getting ready, yeah? Mm. But do you ever, care, like,
bro.
Have a drink to settle the nerves?
You know what,
so there was someone that I kind of reconnected with recently. Like,
Reconnection.
I was just cool now, we're just friends. I was like, reconnected with her recently, and I was talking about why we stopped talking, and basically, she basically came to the date we was going to go on mad late. I live local to the place, but as far as she knows, I could have been waiting there.
I could have been waiting there
as far as she knows, innit?
Yeah.
So I messaged them basically, told her that, like, rah, we're supposed to meet at 4, it's 4:30. I've been waiting here for 30 minutes, like, and you're not even close. She basically said to me, I'm kind of just leaving or whatever.
Mm.
So we reconnected. She told me that, the reason why she was so late is because she was having a mare. Like, she was so nervous that her makeup wasn't done right.
Mm.
Blah, 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 blah. She ended up leaving.
Did you give her a chance to explain, though?
Nah.
You're a diva, bro.
Wait. So how late would she have been? You could have just...
just go back. You're on
the
way, bro.
You could have changed the reservation.
She lives in Essex.
Mm.
And we were supposed to meet at 4. So I told her, let me know when you're leaving. I'm making my way.
Mm.
So I'm saying all these things. If you're going to be late, just say something. She ain't said nothing. So now it's 4:30. I could have been waiting there for 30 minutes.
Wait, where was it?
It was last footage.
So I got a question. So why would you make her travel, like...
This was like 6 years ago, bro.
Instead of going to her, so...
What are we
going to
do in Romford?
There's places in Romford, bro.
Okay, cool.
How do you know?
Romford, because I live near there.
Hold on, why are you... What should I do here?
I'm just asking you a question, like... No, I'm just asking, bro, like, why would you make her come to you?
Nah, you're even scared, bro. This guy's trying to weigh your wallet from 6 years ago.
Had enough,
but I'm pretty sure she had a wallet too, bro.
Okay.
So what? You're saying he should have gone to get her, like?
No, he should have gone like closer to like picked a spot that's closer to her, innit?
Yeah. Oh, gone on a date on her side.
She said yes. So what's the problem?
Like, she was late and she didn't make it.
I told you how she was.
And you locked her off for it. She didn't give her a chance to explain.
Lock off for it. You didn't give her a chance.
No. So basically, I said, "Oh, this is
bad B, bro."
And she said, and comments are gonna call him petty, anyway.
Because that was the first day and it just went left. We just kind of stopped talking.
Yeah, you're a bit sassy for that one. So.
No. They're going to kill you in the comments. I can't lie.
No.
First was a jumper.
Let me explain this properly. So you, man, don't mind a girl being pretty much could have been an hour late to a date.
No, but she wasn't an hour late, though.
Yeah, because you said that she should call you before she leaves. Before you leave.
I'm not trying to say.
You call a cab.
This guy's trying it.
Cool. It's before 4.
Yeah.
I've said, message me when you leave. We're supposed to meet up at 4. Mm. It's 4:30 and she's just leaving. What time is she getting there?
5.
Yeah. Exactly. Would you wait an hour for a girl?
No, but I wouldn't.
You don't know that. I wouldn't leave though.
If you can rescue the night, rescue the night.
Yeah,
bro.
I wouldn't leave still. I wouldn't leave.
I wouldn't have left until she says she's on the way.
Yeah.
Would've gone back home, bro.
That's my point. So when she's
leaving, I wouldn't have cared about it.
You have to remember this. I'm already ready. So as far as I'm concerned, obviously I'm just been chilling in my crib for time, like, bro.
Yeah, but when 4:15 comes, I would have said, I would ask you where you are.
No, I have been asking these.
I know, and then if she says, oh, she's late, I'll be like, that booking's dead. That like, we need to find someone else. Yeah. But I would have made her find someone else.
Yeah, you didn't put no P's down for the booking, did you?
Yeah, I booked the, like I booked.
Oh my days, I even saw a scenario about that, but man.
Well, you put P's down for the booking?
Yeah, I've oh, okay. booked as like a
that's
like
your
a
saving grace. That's your saving
no,
grace.
But regardless, I didn't have to say that. My thing is, you came.
She didn't respect his time.
100% she's in the wrong for being late. Yeah, is, but bro. I'm saying, I wouldn't have cut her off because no, I would have found out why she was late.
I didn't cut her off.
She must not have been a bad dean. If she was a bad dean, yeah, you're saying you're yeah, resurrecting she got more lives, though. She got nine lives.
Yeah, man.
When I said that to her, she said,
the bad deans have nine lives, you know? The bad deans have nine lives. Nine lives, bro.
Tell you, man. Don't let me start thinking of my past, bro. The shit out of stomach for the bad deans, bro.
For the baddies,
bro.
That's simping,
though. Yeah, 100.
That's simping.
100, but everyone...
I'm not battering, bro. What's this battering, man?
No, but everyone at some point...
What, me about the baddies? No, 100, bro. Baddies have nine lives. That's right. They do have nine lives.
Everyone has nine
lives. That's true.
How many do they have nine lives?
Nine lashes, bro. Fuck. Hey, nine lashes in the back, you know.
They can run it, you know.
It was big pulls.
I felt dominant. So
but today's been funny, so.
Alright, so wrap it up.
What are you saying? The hail of the week, yeah?
Pause, man.
Hail of the week.
Hail of the week. Hail of the week.
You hear that, though?
So yeah,
wrap it up, fam.
That's not a pause.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a pause, though.
That's not a pause, man. That's
too weird. Nice nah, pause on you, because why's your head even going there? Yeah, when it wasn't
though.
Even meant to go there.
Pause, though. Why's your head even going there?
Chill. My head's going where?
Chill.
You men are scary, man. You men are going to ruin the posting. Nah,
yeah, I lie, bro.
Every 10 seconds, man, they will be pausing, bro.
They're going to start saying
what? Nah, I'm actually the man. If people say I'm sassy, that's crazy.
No, you are, though.
Wait the comments here next week.
Bro, do you know how how much times I've gone back to read the comments
on the other
one?
Yeah,
I
said
use on my side.
It's coming. Don't worry. All right, hurdle of the week, yeah? I'm going to go hurdle of the week.
Not, bro.
I'm going to kick off hurdle of the week. Mm. I'm back with R&B. I put it in the chat the other day. You know what I'm saying? Alex Vaughn and Ari Lennox. They got a tune called Demon Time. Okay. Yeah? Hmm?
I listened to it. It wasn't all that, though.
I just shat on my whole Holiday of the Week.
Oh, that's Holiday of the Week.
Bro, I like, you remember, he sent it into the group chat. Did you mind listen to it?
No, no, but I said this to it on a late night drive.
What was it called? Demon Time.
Yeah. Where did you listen to it?
I can't remember.
You can.
It wasn't on a late night drive.
No, bro. Demon Time as in Demon, not Demon Time as in J-House Demon Time, bro. Demon Time as in, like, it's Demon Time in the bedroom, bro.
Still Demon. Yeah.
Gosh. Okay, cool. You're gonna be on the vinyl.
Know what you're saying, innit?
No one spirit, I call
exactly,
it, innit?
Exactly.
Nah, but yeah, I just think it's a good song. Also, Alex Vaughan and Summer Walker, so be it. So yeah,
Summer Walker's a demon. I heard you done some demon shit as well, you know.
Bro, I'm not invested in her life, bro. Things. I just like a voice.
Listen to the music.
Yeah, I just want to hear music, and that's it.
Careful you listen to. Bro.
But yeah, you might have to come back to me, Storm.
So you shout out my highlight of the week, and you even got one.
No.
Apologize. You need to apologize.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice. You man, come back to me, please.
You have to come back to me as well, you know.
Yes.
Multi-net.
Man, obviously not. Oh. You man had a successful live show last week.
Oh yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Man. Oh, thanks,
mate. He's trying to redeem himself from the sassy comments.
Bro, if I'm sassy, I'm sassy. At this point, well, my last episode anyway.
No.
But yeah, no, man. Obviously, that was a sick live show. Last week, and the turnout, obviously everyone that came as well.
Yeah.
Well, what did you enjoy more, the party or the live show? No, I said, what did you enjoy more, the party or the live show?
The live was sick, but the party after was.
No, that's in the actual party that we did.
Oh, you mean the actual?
Yeah, what was that? Yeah.
The event was sick.
Why are you man laughing at this?
Well, I lost it so for a second, he forgot what he was.
You are scary, man. What was he doing?
No, you forgot what he was.
I was thinking about Holiday of the Week. Oh, good.
Hey, yo.
Off camera, I'm going to see it. Man. Your eyes are red.
I ain't got one, bro.
So what time is it?
You okay?
No, I'm just saying that I don't have a holiday of the week. Just...
I got another one, actually.
It's usually football, but the season's done, isn't it?
Season's done, man.
You know what? I'm going to give it to...
Inter.
Marcus Rashford. Just based on the season he's had.
Oh, get out of it, man.
Oh, quickly, sir. Sorry, go on, sir. No? Sorry.
Got you. Your eyes are red.
Your eyes are red. No, man, I'm tired, innit?
But why they fucked me up today?
I didn't do nothing. Pause.
Pause.
That's not pause.
Why?
That's not pause.
That's a pause.
Why for that, bro?
Why?
Why for that?
Wrap it up.
Lava.
Hey.
Slash, man. Man. Where's it, man? That was scary, man.
It's a cut out, you know. It's a cut out, man. They cancel this whole thing, bro.
Yeah, it was. It's never worth it for a few giggles. Cancel that shit, man.
I got one more.
Fred, he just got married, man.
Yeah. Oh, shout out Fred.
Yeah, shout out Fred, friend of the show, man. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Hope you have a great marriage, you know what I mean?
A quality marriage.
Also, the live show, everyone that came through, it was nice, intimate show. I think it was only like 20, 25 people that was there. And just had
Shout out Dan.
And yeah, it was just a nice, you know what I mean? Just nice little thing that we done. And the party as well. Party was coming, so we got more parties coming. So, yeah, man. Shout out everyone that's watching. And yeah, man, that's it. My holiday week.
Here you
go. So, what's the longest you man will wait for a girl?
Brother, it just depends.
I'm joking.
It just depends.
If you're running late, change the booking.
Now I've got my holiday week. Jacob's got holiday week.
My role of the week has got to be just everyone that supports us and come out to the live show.
Yeah, man.
Come out to the parties, because it's just nice to see, you know, people like shamelessly just support.
Support,
people,
man.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
man.
What I'm saying? No pride. Like, they're coming out, they're showing love. And then, yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. Because it's very easy to be like, yeah, them are all right, but fuck paying for tickets for their event, or fuck making my way to this place. So appreciate every one of you that actually step out and show love, man. Yeah. Doesn't go unnoticed, though.
Come on. Friends of the show.
My holiday of the week, I'm going to give it to Jay Huss.
You just gave it to Rashford, bro.
Cut that out, yeah. I'm going to give it to Rashford almost, though. Yeah, Jay Huss. I don't think we had a pod last week.
No.
No, we didn't, did we?
No.
We did.
Yeah. No, but I don't think I could.
We didn't film last week.
Yeah, Jay Huss' single come out. It's a bit demonic, but...
You mean it's demonic?
I heard a remix, like a God version and Jesus version, so...
Is it?
I've been listening to that, yeah. The God in me, the Jesus in me.
But I like it's just a short clip.
No, it was a full song, bro.
Oh, sorry. That same guy?
What?
There was a little clip.
I never saw that.
Some young boy done it. Who are you talking about?
Talking about the actual song. They've chopped out the demon and put God.
And it's a remix?
It's somewhere on YouTube still.
So is David official?
No, it's not. Of course it's not official. Yeah. Okay, before we end,
I'm trying to get him to watch his channel.
Go and watch the new Spider-Man.
Jihad, yeah?
So my son to watch it, bro. Go and watch it. Hard.
Wait, I said it's a cartoon version.
Yeah, 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 but
and it's hard.
Hard.
He's got his finger on the button. About to blow this.
I know. I'm just saying it's hard. That's it.
Lefty.
Like, share, subscribe. Yeah, yeah, make sure that you are following this channel, bro. You know what I mean?
All right.